Ben speaking.
Hello, Ben.
Yes.
This is Kevin with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Bank of... Oh, hi. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. How's your week going so far?
Busy as heck.
That's good, though.
Yeah. It's good and bad, both.
Right. Well, I guess as long as you're making money, right? You don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Busy work that doesn't pay is never fun, but...
No.
Well, I wanted to get in contact with you. You had inquired on their website regarding working capital a couple times, and just wanted to see if there's anything I can help you out with. I'm sure you have some questions. And
yeah, we've worked with a traditional bank up to this point, and SBA loans with a traditional bank.
Mm-hmm.
For the past, 8 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just, they're inviting us to go for another SBA loan, but I'm just sick and tired of dealing with them.
Mm-hmm.
I know that your type of financing is probably... an easier process. I don't even have the time to provide them with the stacks and stacks of information they need anymore. So I received a lot of these flyers about, you know, fast cash and this and that. Most of them are the short term, 1 year. You get your money in a couple of days, and then you got to pay it back within 18 months or 12 months or 6 months or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That really doesn't do us any good. But when I saw that you have 3 and 5 year terms, I think your 5 years is only for inventory or something. I have your thing right here. Secured loans is 5 years, and unsecured loans up to 3 years. That caught my eye, and I thought I'd find out more about how you guys work, and if there is a possibility of working with you guys.
Okay. You are correct. I mean, depending on what type of financing you're looking to do, for cash, yes, 24 months is still the max, which is kind of increased from, you know, there used to be more, you know, 12-month options. Now we're seeing more 18, 24-month options, and sometimes 36, but that's typically for, you know, loans over $1 million.
This would be over $1 million.
So, what are you looking to use the money for?
Working capital.
I mean, is it a build out? Is it marketing? Is it inventory?
Growth.
Okay.
Growth. We have a contract with Amazon. That we secured last January 2015.
Okay.
And we all of a sudden, we were a $30 million company already, a staffing company, staffing of drivers and light industrial workers. And we've been in business for 15 years in this company and another 15 years in our old company, which we sold to an international company. So we have 30 years of experience in this business and 16 years actually of doing business in this particular company that we're in currently. It's a group of companies.
Okay.
We were doing $30 million a year, and then all of a sudden we got this contract from Amazon January of last year. And between then and now, we have doubled our company. We went from $30 million to $60 million all of a sudden, within a year and a half, and it puts a huge drain on your cash when you grow like that, because of equipment, because we have to buy vehicles, we pay the employees, we train, training, and all sorts of other equipment and costs that are involved in this kind of a rapid growth. And so we're looking for somewhere around you have a cap of $250,000 on this piece of paper that you sent me, on this letter that you sent me. What is your actual cap?
Well, we don't really have one. That's the pre-approval amount.
Oh.
But depending on financials,
yeah.
You know, we write millions of dollars on working capital.
Yeah, you know, we don't need millions. What we need is probably either somewhere around $300,000. $250,000 would even do, but $300,000 would be nice, and to start with. And then, if we like the relationship and the way it's going and it's working for us, then we can come back for more.
Sure.
And once we get to know each other and feel comfortable, secure, and everything. Then you guys have more trust in us as well.
Absolutely, yeah, I agree.
Financials, we just have in-house financials.
As far as for 15.
As far as, I'm sorry.
As far as for this year, you mean, or as far as, I mean, all we need is 1 year tax return. 15 haven't been filed yet, which most businesses have not filed them. 14 will do.
Okay. Is there a way to do it without tax returns?
There is. And when you say in-house, are they audited financials or?
No, in-house, meaning we produce our financials in-house with QuickBooks.
But have you not filed a tax return in the last couple of years?
No, we have.
Okay.
But they're just confidential. We don't really hand them out. We hand them out for the SBA loan, but besides that, we don't hand them out that often. Do you have a program with in-house financials only?
I mean, we have programs with no tax returns required. The problem is that I don't think you're going to get what you want.
Okay.
If you're concerned about the numbers disqualifying you, unless you have losses that exceed 30% of your revenues.
Oh, no, we don't have losses exceeding 30% of revenues. As a matter of fact, it would be losses... 300,000, 30 million, 3 million, 300,000, about 1%. 1% loss.
Okay.
Of revenues.
So that, you know, I'm not sure if you're concerned, you know, with the big banks and the SBAs, you have a loss, you're pretty much done with, or, you know, it just becomes a nightmare from there. That's not a concern for us. 90% of your approval is going to be based off of bank deposits. We're just looking to make sure that
we're receiving money every week. Yeah.
We want you to have 80 to 90% of what you're bringing in to work with. You know, gotcha. That's our thing. You know, the working capital it has pros and cons, and some of the advantages for you is that the qualification is easy, the process is easy, the amount of information you give us is very minimal.
Yeah.
Personal credit isn't a big factor. You know, this product came about post-recession for the reason that, one, SBAs are continuing to be very difficult to qualify for. It's a 6-month to a year process. rates are unbelievable, but it takes you forever to get that money. By the time you get it, sometimes opportunities have passed.
Yeah.
So this product came about because we have clients that were long-term clients that had credit issues during the recession, that maybe were back in a growth mode and were making money, but if we did not adjust our parameters, we wouldn't have been able to lend to those people. So that's one of the reasons why this product came out. The credit lines are pretty much gone. Banks aren't offering those. So we had clients that even would use this working capital to go and buy equipment, because equipment loans and collateral-based loans still require certain guidelines as far as credit, personal credit. But with this, 90% of what we're looking at is the current status of the company. What is the company doing recently? What kind of cash flow are they bringing in? You know, we know that we can assist with growth if the company is growing. You know, if you've got money coming in and you just need a little bit more to maybe take on a larger project or for inventory or marketing or some other things, you know, we get that that's a necessity. So we can give you money based off of the current status of your company. And the best way to judge the current status of a business is looking at bank statements over the last 6 months.
Well, the bank statements will show you that we've doubled from $30 million to $60 million in the last year and a half.
Okay. And, you know, with those types of statements, you're going to qualify for, you know, much more than what you want. You know, so you'll definitely have some options.
What are the rates and rates and terms? I know you mentioned 24 months. We would be much more happy with 36 months.
I'll have to. I haven't, you know, touched a 36-month approval in quite a while.
Oh, really?
Well, because again, I advise my clients not to if they can help it, and the reason being is, well, your out of pocket, yeah, it's going to increase, you know, 30%. You know, by increasing it a year. I mean, 30% interest-wise. But your out-of-pocket increases because you're borrowing the money for 30% longer. You know, just the basic, you know, time value of money. But also, you know, on these loans, you know, they're different than a standard amortized loan in that you're not paying mostly interest in the front end.
Mm-hmm.
You're using a money factor as opposed to, an APR that is amortized, because it's a weekly payment instead of a monthly, and it actually used to be a daily, and now that we've learned to manage the risk a little bit better, you know, we've gone to the weekly. So the benefits of this loan is that if you pay it off early, you're saving a significant amount of interest, because mm-hmm. you're paying an equal amount of interest and an equal amount of principal in each payment. They're not front-loaded with interest. Now, the other benefit of this loan is once you get to 40-45% paid down of your loan, you can do what's called a renewal, which means it will forgive all. And just to use more basic numbers, if you were to borrow, say, $100,000 over mm-hmm. a 12-month period,
mm-hmm.
Once you got through month six, you'd be 50% through your loan. At that point, if you wanted to renew your loan, we'd forgive all remaining interest. So you have a principal balance of $50,000 after you get to 50% through your note. We could give you another $50,000 at that point, extend your term out to 12 months again, and your payment would stay exactly the same. So every 6 months, you would have the ability to get an influx of $50,000 and know that that expense that you have budgeted for every month doesn't change.
Okay.
So your cash, your debts, your out of pocket does not increase, but you can get that $50,000 every 6 months, or $100,000, or, you know, $200,000, depending on what your original balance was.
Yeah.
Now, if you go out 3 years, you can only do that every 15 months.
Mm-hmm.
If you go out 2 years, you can do it every 12 months, or, you know, nice. Sometimes they can push it to 40-45%, and, you know, you're looking at every 9 or 10 months. So
okay.
You have much more options with a shorter term than you do a longer term.
Okay.
You know, we're not going to tell you that, you know, you'll never be able to get, you know, money from us until you're halfway through your note, because people do. The problem is you start looking at, you know, second and third positions, and it just starts to get really messy, and
yeah.
you really start to, you know, kind of hinder your borrowing capabilities. So that's why I haven't done a 36-month in a long time, because I just don't recommend it for my clients. And 80% of my clients end up using a renewal because, again, they can start to plan to use that money months in advance, kind of knowing when they can get another influx of cash, and kind of keep their eyes and ears open for opportunities that they can use the money for. And then again, their monthly cash flow doesn't change, so they don't have to do any kind of justification to, you know, accounting or CFOs or investors or anything like that, because your out of pocket isn't increasing.
Got it. And what's your interest rate?
So, you know, again, it's a money factor. So, you know, it's going to be, you know, over a 24-month term, you know, you're typically going to pay about 20 cents on the dollar. So you borrow 100, you're going to pay back about 120. So you're in the, you know, 8 or 9% range annually.
8 or 9%. Okay.
It's not calculated like a standard loan. So we're just talking, it's a money factor. So you're just looking at a, you know, 1.20 money factor.
What is that? What does that mean, my 1.2 money factor?
It just means it's a simple percentage of the amount that you're borrowing, as opposed to an APR that...
But it equals out to about 8 or 9%?
Annually, exactly.
Annually?
So if you're paying roughly 20% over 2 years, you're paying roughly 8 or 9% per year.
Gotcha. And, okay. Where are you guys at?
Our headquarters are in San Diego.
Oh, okay. That's why Cardiff, because I know Cardiff by the sea.
Exactly, and that's where the name comes from.
We're in Costa Mesa, right in Orange County. Are you able to, do you guys ever come to the client's office?
We can. We definitely can. It's, you know, as you know, face-to-face meetings are less and less, less and less because of technology and... you know, it's just so much more productive to, you know, conference than what you need to from the office. But
right. Where do we get started?
I can send you an email right now. Are you in front of the computer?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to send you an email that will have a form for you to fill out and the requested information. I'm going to list the tax return on there because... You know, and it's up to you whether you want to send it or not. I think that it's only going to help.
I will send it if you, according to what you say, if it's 1% of total revenue, the losses, then should be no problem.
Yeah, and you know, if for some reason, you know, I'm not going to submit it if it's anything that's going to hurt you, but I don't think that, you know, I think it can only help, especially with the numbers that you're talking about as far as your revenues. Now, is 15 completed or just 14?
15 is going to be completed in 2 days.
Okay, then I'm just going to request 14 now, and then, you know.
So by the time I get around to it, 15 will be here.
Okay.
It's in 2 days. So today's Tuesday. By Thursday, I'll have 15.
All right, perfect. So you should have the email now.
And like I mentioned, we're a group of companies, so I have to send you a whole group of companies.
Are they all under one corporation?
No, each company is its own entity, but they're all under common ownership.
Okay.
So each one has its own EIN, tax ID number,
okay.
But they're all under an umbrella of Preferred Business Services. That's the mother company.
Gotcha. Okay. Sounds good. Did you get that email?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I will go through the email and start putting things together. Probably in a day or two, I'll be able to get started, and then it will take me probably to get the 2015 taxes and 2016, we haven't got the extension yet. That's next year. 2015 taxes. No, 2016, we have gotten the extension. I'll get you the extension for 2016 as well.
When's your fiscal year end? Are you calendar?
December 31st.
Okay. So, okay.
Yeah, so I'll just wait and send you 2015 instead of 2014 because 2015 our revenues are much higher, and then I'll send you bank statements to current so that you can see the growth.
Perfect. That works.
Yeah. It will take me about a week, though. So.
Okay. I'll keep an eye out.
All right.
You have my direct phone number and that email, so if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call.
Fantastic. Thanks, Kevin.
You got it. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.